Oh my God, did I just say that out loud? What is wrong with me? I swear, I live in a zoo. What did I do to deserve this? And I thought to myself, seriously? This can't be happening. Oh my God, this is my life. And this is Life Unscripted with Amy K. Clark. Hey guys, actually I'm going to start that again. Hey guys, welcome to the first ever episode of Life Unscripted with Amy K. Clark. That's me. Thanks for finding me and giving us a chance over here. So on a typical episode, I will have a special guest in the studio with me or on the phone. But for this first episode, I thought it would be good to allow you to get a chance to meet me and know who I am and what I'm all about. So I am inviting my fabulous husband into the studio with me to facilitate as a interviewer for today's episode. So it'll be a little different, but we're going to go with it. So welcome, Alex.
Hi.
Hi.
Thanks for having me.
I know. You had to come all the way in the door.
All the way in the door.
All the way in the
door.
Down
the hallway. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So welcome. Thanks Hi. For thanks for helping me out.
Anytime.
On this first ever episode.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Little disclaimer. We have some fur babies in the studio today. They don't want to be alone. So if you hear some jingle jangles or some dog fights
happening.
Chomping on bones, it's all right. Don't worry. It's just our fur babies.
Yeah, that'll be a part of getting to know you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your fur babies.
Yeah. So, hi. How was your day? Just kidding. What? Why are you looking at me like that?
It was fine. We're having a very forced conversation right now.
It should not be this way.
I need to keep drinking my beer.
Oh yeah. Speaking of that, so at the beginning of every one of my shows, the majority of my guests, at least, will partake of a mystery shot. So since I obviously couldn't pour the mystery shot for Alex, my guest, he created mystery shots for us.
I did.
And I will say I'm a little scared by the coloration of the mystery shot.
Oh, that's normal.
That's normal? That's a normal shade of shot?
Yeah. Brown.
It's like a brownish purple color.
Yeah.
Not exactly sure what is in it.
That's the funny thing is she's trying to figure out what we have in our house that makes that color that she's going to drink.
Yeah.
And I don't think she can really figure it out. No.
I'm going with like root beer and vanilla vodka. Maybe. Hmm. So anyway, let's, I literally am just guessing.
She might have just, guess exactly what it is. Okay.
So let's do our shot to start the show off properly. Cheers.
Clinky clink.
Cheers to you.
Seems really tall.
It smells like root beer.
Hey, that's why. There's a reason for that. Okay.
All right. Cheers. Yeah. That was root beer and vanilla vodka.
Literally exactly what she just said.
That's impressive because it's not like we drink that. I don't know that I've ever had root beer and vanilla vodka, but it kind of tastes like a watered down root beer float.
See? That's what I was kind of going for. Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of reminds me of my childhood. So anyway.
Shots
remind me of my childhood. You know, back when I was five, sitting on the back porch with dad, he'd pour me a shot of whiskey and
say,
drink up, girl. It'll put some hair on your chest.
Ew. I'm glad you shave.
I do every day.
It's really gross when you have hair on your chest.
I shave the hairs off my chest. No, I don't have hairs on my chest.
So,
yes, Alex.
How do you want to treat this? Because traditionally, you're going to interview other people who are interesting.
Fair.
You know a lot of really interesting people.
I do.
You know artists and actors and photographers and people who've gone through a lot of things in their lives.
I mean,
so what is Amy K. Clark and what is Life Unscripted?
Well, that is what Amy K. Clark is. Oh. Life Unscripted.
Oh.
So this whole podcast thing came about. Basically, I mean, I joke that I like attention, and it was just another way to get people to listen to me talk.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Which it kind of is.
Yeah.
But I have so many friends that are doing so many interesting things in their life or have gone through so many things that are, like, insanely unbelievable and not
altering.
Yeah, like, yeah. Definitely not something that you plan for.
No.
And I thought it would be a cool thing to be able to bring those stories to life and, you know, share with people. So that's kind of where this came from.
Okay.
I feel like everything that happens in my life is definitely not the way I would have scripted it.
Is it the way that you would have envisioned it when you were starting out as an adult?
No, not at all.
These are kind of loaded questions because I kind of know the answers to them, but no, they're good.
Not at all. Yeah. You know, back when I was like 18, I think even in my like class, we had to like do like a will or something, like our senior class motto, whatever. Yeah. You did these whole little interviews. And I think in mine, I said that I was going to move to California and I was going to become this amazing designer, whether it was an interior designer or a graphic designer or whatever. I was going to be this artist and live in California and be this fancy person. And
fancy person.
I don't know.
Wow, it's, fancy.
I'm in Ohio.
You're in Ohio?
I yeah.
Like the middle of nowhere, Ohio?
No, I mean, it's Columbus. Like, let's be honest. It's definitely not the middle of nowhere, Ohio. No. It's not like we have cows in our backyard.
A couple miles from our house.
That is true. All it takes is a couple miles and you can get to some cows. But a few miles in the other direction and you can get to the big city, as the children call it.
The big city.
I guess there are just so many things that have happened that have kind of like turned my life one way or another over the past 30 some years. That I definitely couldn't have scripted it. I couldn't have made it actually work that way. So I thought that it would be a cool place to go.
Okay. So normally you're going to be interviewing these interesting people.
Yes.
Okay. But tonight, no.
No, tonight, no.
Because?
Well, I thought it would be a little weird for me to interview myself.
You should,
Amy.
You could look in a mirror and do it.
I thought about doing two different voices.
Yeah.
But then I realized.
You don't do
number
voices.
Number one, I don't do voices.
Mm-mm.
And number two, I don't have two different voices. So it would still be me being me. And that
That's true.
It just didn't make sense. So okay. I thought I would utilize my uber clever, funny, gorgeous husband.
Wow. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, that's very nice. Uh-huh. You're not so bad yourself.
Thanks. So okay. I thought I would, you know, utilize you.
Okay. Well,
as the interviewer.
Like we had talked about before, to get this party started.
Oh, to get the party started, like Miley?
Yeah, exactly like Miley. We're going to go through a round of rapid fire questions.
Rapid fire. Okay.
And if you answer one, and I feel like we need to talk more about it, we will stop, pause, and you can explain.
Expand.
Yeah, expand upon that.
Okay.
So,
I'm ready.
We're going to start there so that people can get to know you.
Okay. I have not seen these questions before.
No, there's a couple rounds. All right. So, round one. Okay. Texting or talking?
Oh, texting.
Okay. Favorite day of the week?
Saturday.
Okay. Favorite city in the United States besides the one you live in?
New York City.
New York City.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
As much as I say I thought I would live in California, I really don't like California. Like, I would live there if I had to, but every time I visited, I feel like it's all so slow and fake and trying to be something else. Whereas in New York, it's like, get out of my way. I'm doing this. This is what I'm doing.
Yeah.
You like, I don't know.
Very blunt, very frank.
Yeah.
No nonsense.
Yeah.
No time for your bullshit.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
I think I'm much more of an East Coast girl than a West Coast girl.
You definitely are. I can see you. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Nickname your parents used to call you?
Aimer. Yes.
Okay.
So my dad still calls me
still
to this
day. Last song you downloaded?
Ooh. I downloaded Imagine, but it was the Pentatonix version. So good.
Yeah.
download it on Spotify.
She's been really all about Pentatonix.
I have. Christmas. Their Christmas album is really good. Yeah. But then I started listening to some of the like other songs that I know by heart.
Yeah.
And it's covers. Like this super cool, interesting twist on it that I kind of love.
Okay. She played one last night that was
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, by Queen. And
amazing.
Not gonna lie, it was pretty impressive.
Amazing. Like to think that there are no instruments and they're literally just using their voices to make all these sounds.
I know.
It was amazing. Great. Go check it out.
Okay. Would you rather be able to speak every language in the world mm-hmm. or be able to talk to animals?
Well, Rebel just moaned. Our dog Rebel, he talks to us.
Yes, he does. And he very when much we watch, understands
oh yeah, when we watch TV, if like the movie gets sad or something, he'll be like, "Oh," like he's totally a human. So I'm gonna say talk to animals only because of my own animals.
How many animals do you have?
12. No, I'm kidding. Three. We have three dogs.
Three dogs. That seems like a lot.
coming from the husband who's upset that I keep bringing them home.
He's an animal hoarder.
I am not an animal hoarder.
Okay.
Although there was a woman that just got, like, found out. She had 166 cats in her house.
That's insane.
In, like, the town near us.
And how many of them were alive?
Only 55 of them, or 55 of them were dead.
55. The police went into this woman's house. Was it here in Columbus?
It was, like, a suburb. I think it was Gahanna, maybe.
Okay. And there had been some complaints about cats and things like that. So they went to her house and found out that she had 160-some cats. 55 of them were just living with her dead.
No, they weren't living with her. No, they were dead with her.
She was living with dead cats.
How do you do that?
It's disgusting.
It's disgusting. Utterly disgusting.
One cat
one cat is not okay either.
Why? Why is one cat not okay? Why do you hate cats?
Okay, I don't hate cats. I actually think cats are very cute.
They are very cute.
But I am deathly allergic to cats. And if we had a cat, I would be dead. There was one time that we found this cat outside and we wanted to bring it inside, but obviously I couldn't. And I was trying to explain to my then probably 6-year-old that we couldn't have a cat because I'm allergic and mommy would die. He said, well, then why don't you just move out and I can take in the cat?
Yep. He wanted the cat over you.
Yeah. Thanks, kid.
Yeah. We've got three dogs.
Yes, three dogs. One is Max. He is almost 16.
Yeah, he's old.
Rebel is almost 4. And then we just brought in Ollie, who's about 6 to 9 months old.
Yeah, we're not really
he's
sure.
A newbie.
Yeah,
he's a puppy. Newbie to the clan.
Okay. Favorite holiday?
Christmas.
I know.
And Halloween. They are tied.
They're tied.
Right now, I'm leaning more towards Halloween, which is funny because it's Christmas time. But Christmas isn't as fun as it used to be when the kids were much littler.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was, like, a stay-at-home mom, I could spend all, you know, like, month decorating.
Decorating and baking.
Baking and buying things and
Christmas
wrapping
cards,
presents. And, yeah, like, doing these extensive Christmas cards. And I don't have time for any of it anymore. Halloween will always be my favorite because I like to dress up and it's costumes.
It's candy.
I don't care about the candy. I just care about the costumes, really.
No, that's true.
But I would say Halloween and Christmas are tied.
Tied.
All right. Tied. It's a tie.
This is a very loaded question.
Oh, good.
Because I'm going to laugh no matter what you say.
Okay.
How long does it take you to get ready?
Oh, okay. So the answer could be 2 minutes or an hour and a half.
Depending upon?
If I'm just like going to work and I don't care
mm-hmm.
and I roll out of bed and literally throw on some clothes, throw my hair in a ponytail, put my contacts in, and out the door. Like, don't care about makeup. It's cool.
I've seen you go out the door.
Yeah. I mean, some days I won't wear my glasses. So if I'm not wearing my glasses, then it's even faster.
Yeah. I've seen you leave the house in 30 seconds.
Yes. If I'm getting ready to go somewhere, mm-hmm. like
see people.
Out.
You're going to see people.
I mean, if I'm just going to see people in general, like we're just going out to, you know.
Yeah.
Do something.
Okay.
Then probably 30 minutes.
Okay.
But if I'm getting ready for like a red carpet event or like a fancy date night or like I need to take a shower and shave and then dry my hair and curl my hair and then put on my makeup, then find clothes, we're easily at an hour and a half.
Why would you go to a red carpet event?
I wish you all could see the looks on his face as he's saying these questions that he obviously knows the answers to.
I do this at work all the time. I'll ask someone a question knowing the answer so that they'll say it out loud to the group of like 20 people.
Yeah, it's so funny.
Yeah, sorry.
Because I occasionally do the acting.
You You act? The
acting.
What do you act in? Plays?
No. I do not do the live theater.
Oh, no live theater. No. So what do you act in?
Film. I'm a film actor.
A film actor.
Yes.
What film. Have I seen you in?
Nothing. Well, you've seen me in a lot of things.
Oh, okay.
The rest of the general public, maybe not.
No.
This is what I typically tell people. As far as have you seen me in anything, there are films out there that are in theaters now or that were on Netflix or are on Netflix that you could have seen me, but I was probably a background actor in. So I may be there, but I don't necessarily have lines. On the flip side, in more independent films or several films that are rounding the film festival circuits,
right.
I may play a main character. I may play the lead character. I may play a supporting character. So it's a little bit of everything.
Okay.
I've done things for film. I've done things for TV. Yeah. I've done things for...
Web series.
Yeah. I mean, you name it. I've probably done some stuff.
That's exciting.
That's what I do.
Can't wait to see you in some movie about a serial killer.
My friend Dahmer? Is that what you're implying?
Oh, no. I thought that you looked like someone.
Well, see, like in that one. So My Friend Dahmer is playing in theaters right now. Select theaters.
Barely.
Yeah. We have yet to see it. But it's also winning a lot of awards.
Yeah.
And I played a grocery store patron. So I'm there. You can see me. You know it's me. Camera is definitely on me. I've been told by several people that I was in it. I did not have any lines, and I have not seen it yet, but I'm there.
You are there. All right. Fill in the blank. Taylor Swift is...
Fun. Yeah. I'm not going to say she's, like, really amazing or, like, groundbreaking. She's fun.
She's fun.
It's like a guilty pleasure.
She seems a little fun.
Yeah.
At what age do you want to retire?
Well, I mean, I think it'd be fun to not have to do, like, work.
Yeah.
By, like, 65 or 70. Mm-hmm. But I don't know that I could ever just do nothing.
No, you are.
So I feel like...
You have, like, 3 or 4 things going on at any given moment.
Yeah. So I don't know that I would ever officially retire.
Yeah.
But as far as, like, not going to, like, a day-to-day job, which... I don't do anyway, but if I did, I feel like that would be the case.
Okay, great. Sorry, got distracted. Our dogs are being weird.
I don't know what's happening.
One of them was asleep, one was eating a bone, and one of them started like spitting or throwing up or vomiting. I don't know. All right, so superpower, invisibility or super strength?
Invisibility. I'm pretty strong already, and I don't know what I would need super strength for.
You'd like to be invisible just so you could, like, be a little creeper.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
You've got a weird voyeuristic thing.
Oh, I do. I want to watch people, and I also want to eavesdrop. I eavesdrop on people all the time.
Oh, my gosh, that's so annoying.
If you ever have dinner with me, or with me, like, at a bar or something, I'll be half paying attention to you and half listening to, like, the couple beside us.
So annoying. So annoying.
But it's so fascinating.
Hello, look over here, and you're like, I'm listening to this couple argue.
But we've been together for a really long time, so it's gotten to the point now where he knows that's what's happening.
Oh, yeah.
And he'll just stop talking and be like, all right, so what's going on behind me?
Right.
So what are they saying over there?
Well, just to be fair, I'm pretty hard of hearing.
Yeah.
Like, I can't hear anything at a restaurant or bar. So she stares behind me and listens to people do things while I just stare off in the distance because I can't hear shit.
Yes.
I can't hear anything.
Yes.
Sorry. I'm already starting the swearing, so sorry. Put the kids away.
Swearing is allowed on my podcast. I couldn't possibly do it without it.
It's PG-13. So. PG-13. All right. Yeah, so sure. We'll keep going. This is fun. You having fun?
Yes. I'm having a great time.
Scale of 1 to 10. How good are you at keeping secrets?
9.
Wow.
I'm pretty good at keeping secrets. I don't tell people secrets unless we're chatting about it.
Hello.
What?
What about me?
What about you?
Do you keep secrets from me?
No.
So that's where the 1%.
Yeah, you're the
10%.
You don't count.
Wow.
No, like everyone.
I knew you.
No, everyone knows I'm going to tell you is my point.
That's true.
So I'm not. That's true. I'm not.
There's a lot of things that I know about your friends that they're like, hey, you're going to tell Alex.
Yeah.
Let's see. Is there anything more that we can learn more about you other than just, like, silly, stupid stuff?
No. No, because this is fun.
This is fun. Okay, mm-hmm. Ariel or Jasmine?
Ariel.
Yeah, right.
I had to figure out what we were talking about. I thought it was fonts at first, and I wasn't sure what Jasmine Ariel font or was. Helvetica.
Clarendon or Courier?
I was really confused as to why you were asking me fonts, but now I understand they're princesses.
I can see how you would be confused.
Yes.
We are, well, okay, my wife and I were graphic designers in school.
Yes.
Like a bajillion years ago, so.
I like to say art major. Art major? He likes to say graphic design because that's what he does for a living.
That's true.
I do not, and no. if I had to say what I do. I said,
you
based
haven't designed
on...
anything
no.
in forever. And
no,
last time
but
you
did it was I do. Awful. Shh. But I do use my art major abilities on a daily basis.
How
so...
do you use your art major abilities on
oh
a daily
God,
basis?
My God, this is hilarious.
Sorry.
I feel like he should just be like holding up signs.
Well, people
want to
know.
Something.
People want to know. Come on.
No, well, I am a photographer. I have owned my own photography business for 12 years now.
That's amazing.
It is amazing, really.
That's great.
Thank you. And then I also work at a art studio / party place for kids. And I teach art projects or teach art classes to kids. Play with kids, play with toddlers, teach classes and do projects. Do wow. art projects.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, it is.
So you're using your art major
I
to
am,
do fun things.
I am, just not my graphic design major. No. That I failed at.
Yeah. Well, we have a lot of friends who you will find out in the future who have graphic design degrees who don't really do
yeah,
that
I don't
anymore.
I think that the majority of us actually do graphic design.
I know. I'm trying to think of like
I
how
really
many people
think,
went to school with
like,
us.
A very small handful of our classmates actually do graphic design.
Yeah, for real.
Eh.
Okay.
It is what
I was trying to think of names, and then I just thought of five and... off the top of my head, who are all still designers
yeah, I mean, there
or
are
art
some.
Directors.
Just,
yeah.
I feel like a lot of the bar
sorry.
Are.
All right. First celebrity crush, and I think I might have...
I mean, I could go lots of different ways,
okay.
really. I would probably, if I had to say first...
First.
I'm going to say Mark Paul Gosselaar.
Okay. Then you're going to go Jared Leto.
No, see,
but that was later.
Yeah, see, that's why I said I have to go first. So okay, Mark Paul Gosselaar would be first. I actually went to a car show.
Wow.
When I was probably 12, maybe it was when they were filming the college years. So it was after like the main show was done, and
you were 12 when he was in the college years.
I mean, I feel like maybe I don't know. We need to look
us.
It up, probably, but
you need to Google that.
I don't feel like I would have gone to this when I was like. 17. I was
to see
young.
Mark Paul Gosselaar.
Yeah,
you probably went when you were 14.
Okay, I don't know.
Her dad's really into cars.
Anyway,
so I'm sure
it
he
was
like, "We're going to a car show," and she said, "That blows." And then she said,
"Yeah." Well,
oh, wait.
I took two of my friends, like three
right.
teenage girls, went to this car show.
Your dad's like, "Look at the figures
in
on
like
those
Indianapolis,"
Mercedes.
And we waited in line for easily like 2 hours. To get up to this table to meet Mark Paul Gosselaar
oh
and
God.
To get our picture taken. And it
oh
was a
God.
Polaroid. They took it and gave you a Polaroid. Like
what?
That's, yeah, they handed you a Polaroid.
What? Did
and
he
got
sign
his
it?
Autograph. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
I know. It was the coolest thing
that's
ever.
That's the coolest thing yeah. I've ever heard. I got no, a. Really cool. I went to a car show and I got an autograph from RoboCop.
You know that's not like a real person,
it was
person,
an
8x10 right?
glossy of RoboCop and he signed it RC.
Great.
So that's weird that you would go to a car show in Indianapolis. Is it because of the 500?
Maybe because I'm from Indiana. Is that what you're getting at?
Maybe.
I am from Indiana. From Lafayette, Indiana.
That's where cornfields are.
There are some cornfields, but again, I did not grow up with cornfields in my backyard. I grew up in the suburbs in a nice house with, you know, suburbia.
I grew up with cornfields
in my
backyard.
No, that would, yeah,
that would
be you, but it's not your podcast.
No,
so
that's for a later.
We don't need to know.
That's for a later date.
We don't need to know where you grew up.
All right. Oh, our dogs are getting all weird again. Do you snore?
No, but my husband does. Sometimes.
Okay. We should talk to him sometime.
Mm-hmm.
Place you most want to travel?
I mean, I travel to Mexico.
That's,
like
you did travel there, yes.
Every 2 years or so.
Uh-huh.
So I really enjoy that. I enjoy the Mexico.
The Mexico.
Yeah, the Mexico. I think I would really like to go to Europe.
I want to go to Europe.
We should go together.
We should totally go together. Almost like in 2 years around, say, our anniversary.
Okay. That would actually be 2.5 years, but okay.
Well, it gives us more time to save.
It should really be 3.5, or no, 2.5. Yeah, 2.5 years. I can't do math. I don't math hard. Well.
Math, blah. Okay. We should definitely do that. Okay. Favorite junk food?
I think I'm going to go with chips and dip.
You do.
I do love a chip and dip.
Yeah. But what kind of chips and dip? Because there's salsa?
No. I mean, I'll eat that.
But see, I already know the answer.
So. Okay. Well, it's actually probably a tie, actually. Between a Ruffles potato chip. Like Ruffles regular potato chip. Ruffles potato chip.
Ridges.
Yeah. They've got the ridges. Yeah. Ruffles potato chip and French onion dip.
Yeah.
But I would also put that as a tie with, like, Mexican restaurant chips and queso.
Do you enjoy the Chipotle queso?
I do not enjoy the Chipotle
queso.
It's
so good.
No, it's not.
Oh, it's garbage.
And the people who tell me that it is good, I want to punch them in the throat.
It
is not good. I have never thrown away cheese in my life. I love cheese of all varieties. Yeah. I will eat any kind of cheese.
She will.
It was disgusting. It was awful. I dipped my chip in it. I said, gag, we're not eating this. And
then
I
said, really? And I tried it and I said, this is filth.
Mm-hmm. It is. And then our kid tried it, who loves cheese dip, and said, nope, this is disgusting.
Yep. We all said this was terrible.
It was an epic fail.
So for you to like cheese and chips.
Yes.
Not a good experience, huh?
No. Okay. Terrible.
Favorite childhood TV show?
Oh, well... It probably depends on what age I'm looking at. Like, Saved by the Bell was definitely a very popular one for me, but I feel like that was probably more like the tween years of mine.
I wouldn't call it childhood, per se.
Probably Punky Brewster.
Mm.
I think Punky Brewster was a big one when I was little.
That's good. That's good stuff.
And I feel like you're asking about, like, little. So I'm going to go with Punky Brewster.
When you were two.
But if we had to talk like animated, the Smurfs by far were my favorite.
Oh, wow. Smurfs, huh?
I wanted to be Smurfette.
I think you kind of are Smurfette.
I am so not Smurfette.
Cake or pie?
Cake. Okay. Except I really don't like cake.
No.
But I'm not a really big fan of pie either. But
it's going to be good cake.
Yeah, like wedding cake. Wedding cake with like buttercream frosting. Exactly. Cake for sure. If it's cake from like a grocery store,
right?
I don't want
it. Don't bring me a Kroger cake.
Yeah, no, I don't want
none of that garbage. No. Yeah, from like a bakery.
Then I would choose like an apple pie.
An apple pie, yes.
Good old American apple pie.
Okay.
Or sugar cream pie. That's an Indiana thing. No one knows what that is.
What sugar cream pie?
I know he was going to do that, but I tried to cut him off before he got to it.
Jeez, Louise. Okay.
Sugar cream pie, for those of you not in Indiana or from Indiana, is amazing. It's like
so good.
It's a sugar cream pie. Like,
I might have diabetes because I was raised on sugar cream pie.
I think we all do.
Yeah.
It's literally just like, it's not really a custard. Mm-mm. But
it's like it though.
It's similar and it's just sugar.
It's like sugar and milk
and cream.
It's kind
of like a sugar pudding, but like a solidified sugar pudding.
It's kind of custardy.
It is, but it's more solid and it's baked. Anyway, it's delicious. It's the state pie of Indiana and no one outside of Indiana has ever heard of it.
No.
But it's delicious.
No.
Look it up. If you're ever in Indiana, stop at any grocery store and buy one in the frozen food section.
Wix.
It's called Wix. I mean, if you can get it from like little Amish ladies.
Oh, it's way better.
Way better.
Little nutmeg or cinnamon or something on top.
But the frozen section is fine.
It kind of reminds me of, what's the stuff that you...
Creme brulee.
It reminds me
of like creme brulee without the crunchy top.
Yeah.
And in a pie shell.
Right.
Yeah.
It's really good.
It's like creme brulee.
It's so good.
Yeah. Delicious.
So good. Ooh, do you believe in fate?
Yes, absolutely, 150,000 times.
Wow.
I know.
How do you really feel about that?
Okay, so I'll tell one little story.
Okay, let's get
some anecdotes. About the fate. So, I had planned on going to art school at the Savannah College of Art and Design.
SCAD?
Yes. In Savannah, Georgia. That's where I was going to go.
Me too.
Really? No. I had applied. I got in. That's where I was going. And I was dating this guy at the time. And we together decided that I didn't want to be that far away from this guy. So I changed my plans.
He must have been something special.
Oh, so special. Mm-hmm. So I changed my plans Ended up enrolling at Ball State University in Muncie, Indiana, in the graphic design program.
Woo!
In the art department. And he ended up breaking up with me like 2 weeks before prom.
Jerk.
Yeah, he was. It was a big, long story. But anyway, so I switched my plans and went to Ball State. And then sophomore year, Alex and I started dating. And
sorry about that.
We then discussed during one of our long talks that he was going to go to Savannah College of Art and Design and decided against it. And ended up going.
Parents decided against it.
Yeah, probably.
They looked at the prices and said, hell no.
Not happening.
No.
And so we kind of joked that it was like, oh, look, like, even if we hadn't gone to Ball State, we still would have met each other if we both had gone there. And then we started talking a little bit more in depth and realized he told me he was from this town called Converse, Indiana. And I was like, oh, my God, isn't there a Rainbow Christian camp there?
Yep.
And he was like, yeah. And I was like, oh, my God, I went there when I was in fifth grade. And he was like, I went every year. So we ended up digging out this picture when I was at my house and, I showed him the photo and I was like, look, there I am. And he was like, oh my God, you were that girl that wore Purdue clothes all the time. And he showed me where he was and I was like, oh my God, you were that kid that was obsessed with Batman. And so
maybe a little bit. Yeah, she was,
it turned out we went to camp together.
She was literally right next to another girl that I grew up with. Named Stephanie, and she was like, yeah, I'm right there. And I said, you're right next to Stephanie. And she goes, yeah, we were friends during camp. I said, I grew up with her. And then we started realizing that, yeah, we knew each other, we remembered each other, which was really strange. And we spent a week at camp together when we were kids.
Yeah. So it was just one of those things. It was like, oh, so like we knew each other before.
Right.
It was like, I don't know. So yes, I believe in fate. I believe everything happens for a reason. I believe we all have a path we're destined to take, and even if you try to mess up that path and do things differently than what you thought you were supposed to do, things will still happen.
They will still happen.
They will still happen.
Yes. All right, well, we'll keep going after that. Beautiful, beautiful story.
Thank you.
Who has it easier, men or women?
Men, 100,000,000%.
I know. Us white men just are awful, awful.
It's funny, another little quick little story. So my son, oh, he's yours too, I forgot. He's 11, and we were just talking the other day about like sleep issues, and he was saying how he doesn't have problems sleeping, and I said, well, it's okay to admit if you do have problems sleeping, because I have problems sleeping.
Yeah.
I said, I was awake last night from 2 a.m. until like 3:45 a.m. And he was like, why were you awake? And I said, I woke up and my brain just wouldn't shut off and I couldn't fall back asleep. And he was like, well, what were you thinking about? I was like, well, I was laying there and I was thinking, you know, I got to take care of this and I need to do this. And then that led to something else. And I got to remember this in the morning. And he stopped me and he said, Mom, you know what? It must really suck to be a mom because you work the hardest out of anyone in our entire family. As a matter of fact, all moms work harder than everybody else in their entire family. And yet the mom is the only one who can't sleep at night. So we're all getting a ton of sleep at night and have nothing to worry about the next day. And you're the one who has all these things to get done. And yet you're the one who doesn't get any sleep. And I kind of looked at him and was like, wow, yeah, you get it. I do have a million things to do. So, and then Chasen, our 14-year-old, just the other day, I came home with a bunch of groceries and I told him that we were going to make a box of food to sit outside, for the UPS and the FedEx guys to grab some snacks or drinks or whatever. Just to thank them for delivering all the 12 million Amazon packages to our house this holiday season. And he turned to me and he said, Mom, you are really a great person. You're always thinking of other people and doing things for other people.
Wow.
And that's just really nice of you. And I thought, oh, thanks. Like, that's cool.
Yeah.
I do try my best. So.
You do try your best.
I don't even remember what the question was, but that was my answer.
I don't know.
Men or women.
Yeah. So, question.
Yes. Answer.
You have children?
I do.
Oh, okay.
Two of them.
Oh.
11 and 14, as
I just
said.
That's pretty exciting.
Yes.
So
yes,
why is it interesting that they would notice certain things about your life and have
little anecdotes? Mr. Interviewer, what you're trying to get at is both of our children are on the autism spectrum, which will play a big part in a lot of people and things that I'll talk to over the course of this podcast. It does play a big part in my whole Life Unscripted thing.
Like every day, really.
The general path that my life has taken is definitely not what I had intended or what I thought was going to be the path. But on a smaller note, my daily path is not the path I expect it to be. We are constantly thrown curveballs and script rewrites, so to say.
Right.
On a daily basis. So that's kind of where the name of the podcast came from as well. So they're both high functioning. They're able to take care of themselves. They talk. They
both highly intelligent,
extremely smart funny, children.
Funny kids.
But they each have their own challenges in the ways of communication or empathy, rigidity, understanding
the world.
Yeah, just understanding the way they view the world versus the way other people view the world, that kind of thing. So it's definitely more challenging than it could be.
Yeah. Well, one of the things Amy's going to talk about in more in depth later is how we did not expect this to happen. You don't expect your kids to be diagnosed with autism. You don't expect your son to not be able to communicate or speak until 3 and a half. You don't expect your eldest son, who's genius level, to graduate high school by 13. You don't really know how to plan for that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah, it just kind of happens and you got to figure it out as you go.
Yeah, and those are all literally things we've dealt with. But I mean, the list is, you know, a mile long of all the different things that we deal with on a daily basis or on a monthly basis. You know, did 3 years ago and don't deal with it now.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll definitely like hit on that kind of stuff here and there, depending on who I have on the show. But I know I have a couple people scheduled that will definitely have some input into that whole side of things.
Okay. That's great.
Great.
That's so great. So great. These questions suck.
All right, well, we can be done with that. We don't have to play question and answer.
Yeah, it's stupid.
It's stupid.
Like Godfather or Star Wars? I mean, come on.
Neither. I don't like either one.
How many pull-ups can you do?
None. I cannot do any.
Favorite tea?
I don't care. Starbucks green tea with 3 Splendas and 3 pumps of peppermint.
Okay. Are reindeers real creatures?
No, that's stupid.
The fact that you just said reindeers aren't real. Just.
Okay, well, they may be
reindeers
real.
Reindeers are real.
They can't fly.
They can't fly, but reindeers are real.
Okay, fine. They're real. I don't know.
Big dogs or small dogs?
Small, but I love Rebel, and he's kind of big.
He's not big.
He's kind of big, I said.
Not big. Ooh, here's an interesting one. Stale Sour Patch Kids or fresh Circus Peanuts?
Circus Peanuts. I don't like Sour Patch Kids.
Nobody likes Circus Peanuts. You're a weirdo. You're a weirdo.
I am a weirdo.
I was just handed a paper.
So
Hermagerd.
Oh no! How did that happen? So in addition to the mystery shot that all of my guests do, I ask the same 10 questions of all my guests.
Oh.
I mean, I ask other questions too, but
ooh.
At the end, these are always kind of some fun little 10 questions I ask.
Okay.
So I thought it would be fun to ask me.
I think it's
questions.
Only fair.
That it's only fair. That's
you
what
should
I,
be at.
I feel like I should have to answer
You should answer these.
I don't even remember what they are, to tell you the truth. So
you wrote them.
I know. I did write them. Thank you.
Okay.
So, yeah, 10 questions.
10 questions. So this will happen on every podcast.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, I'll think about my answers for the next
one. No, don't think.
For the next one.
Don't think.
Okay, don't think. All right. Biggest pet peeve.
My husband.
No, I did not say
He's
that.
He's a pain in the butt.
No. Oh, okay.
I'm going to go with the same pet peeve I have said since I was like 16.
Okay. What's that?
I'm going to go with stupid drivers.
Stupid drivers.
I feel like nothing makes my blood boil more than stupid drivers.
Wow.
Like people being in the wrong lane and trying to turn or not using a turn signal or driving too slow when they should be driving fast or like yanking it over, whatever, drifting in my lane, anything.
Mm-hmm. Just
stupid drivers. I hate it.
Bad drivers. Okay.
And I end up yelling.
Yes, you do.
And honking my horn.
Yes,
you do. Big on the horn.
Yeah. You're big on the horn.
I am.
Okay. Who would play you in a movie?
That is a good question. I don't know.
Who would you like to play in a movie? Who would
play me in a movie? It's funny because I wrote these questions and yet I don't have answers for any of them.
No, you don't.
I feel like maybe Drew Barrymore at one point in time. He's making a face. I don't really love her.
Oh, okay.
But it needs to be someone who's kind of curvy.
Okay.
Not like super skinny.
I like your curves.
Thank you. I don't know.
Okay.
I may have to think about that when I come back.
You don't get to come back. All right. First thing you do in the morning.
Check my phone.
For literally 45 minutes.
Easily 45 minutes. Well, I have a lot to get through. I have a lot of Instagram to look at.
No, there's nothing important on the internet. Nothing important on the internet.
I beg to differ.
You scroll through Twitter and Instagram and Facebook for 45 minutes every morning.
I do. It bothers him a lot that I don't get out of bed right away. But I am not a morning person. I need plenty of time to wake up and get ready for my day.
Yeah, on the weekends, she gets mad at me because after we've had like a cup of coffee, I'm suddenly asking her, what's wrong? And she's like, I'm still not awake yet. And you're driving me crazy. He's convinced
that I'm grumpy and sad.
You are.
Or sick. And it's just because I'm not a morning person.
Not. No.
And by morning, I mean, give me 2 hours.
Yeah, like, not like, I need about 15 to 20 minutes. I'm talking 2 hours easily before I will want to talk to another human.
Yes. I think that is fair.
All right. Moving on. Your perfect kiss in 3 words. Oh, I'm interested to hear this one. My sexy husband.
Man, I just keep talking and my voice sounds so weird and my answers sometimes. Oh my god.
Every time.
You're funny. I'm gonna go with slow, passionate, and I wanna not.
Rain, wet, leaning.
I don't know. I want to say not
naked.
Not spitty.
Not spitty. But
spitty.
Spitty.
Not spinny. That would be weird. Like spin around circles.
Why not? That'd be fun.
That's bizarre. I mean, that was really four words, but
okay.
I just had to put that little modifier in.
Unspitty.
There un-spitty. We go. There we go.
There you go. That's one word.
Unspitty.
I don't think it's a word, but it's
a word. I don't either, but I'm making it a word.
Okay.
It's my podcast, my rules.
Okay, I'll remember that.
Okay.
All right. Your guilty pleasure.
Reality television.
Yeah.
By far.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with the MTV challenge shows. Have watched them from the very beginning. I think I've watched every single season.
Yep.
Love them. Even though they're so stupid, I love them.
Yeah.
So I love The Bachelor. Stupid. Watch all of those. I love Amazing Race. Used to watch Survivor until it got to like season 102. Right. And I got even Amazing bored Race with where it.
We go back to the old ones.
But I think I've just about given every reality show. Mostly reality competition shows.
Yeah.
Not a fan. I don't do The Housewives. I don't do Big Brother. No, I don't.
You don't do.
It's more like the competition show. But I feel like I have watched pretty much all of them at least one episode. Mm-hmm. There was one I watched that was like called Hellevator or something. And it was like you rode up in this elevator and had to get off on haunted floors and like do a challenge and then get back on the elevator to move on. I mean, the bizarre things you will find. I watched Skin Wars the other day that it was like the painters that do like body painting.
Yeah.
So it was like
Project Runway, but for body painters.
What was the tattoo one you watched?
Oh, yeah. Ink Master.
Ink Masters.
I've watched all of them. Like, Cupcake Wars. Yeah. I'll watch any competition reality show.
Okay. That is definitely your guilty pleasure.
Uh-huh.
Movie you've seen 10 times or more.
There's a lot of them, because I tend to watch the same movies over and over again, especially when I'm sick.
Okay.
Sweet Home Alabama, I've probably seen at least 10 times. Empire Records, I can quote the entire movie from start to finish. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a bunch of them, but I'll go with those two.
Okay. All right. Those are good.
Mm-hmm. The Proposal. I've definitely seen The Proposal.
Yeah.
More than 10 times.
Found that the other day. We should really get that back out, because I haven't seen it that many.
Christmas Vacation.
Christmas Vacation.
That is probably the movie I've seen the most of any movie Christmas in the world. Vacation. I realize it wasn't the question, but if the question was which movie have you seen the most? Christmas Vacation. Yeah. Easily watch it 3 times a season and have since I was 10.
Born. Yeah. Yeah, that's a family favorite. What time do you go to bed?
Between 11 o'clock and 1, probably, depending on...
Is this going to bed or sleeping?
I envisioned it as going to bed.
Oh, okay.
Because some nights I don't fall asleep
for
quite some time. If I've got a good book I'm reading, I could easily stay up till 2 or 3. If I don't have a good book, sometimes I'll just scroll on my phone again for hours and hours.
I do too. It takes me forever to fall asleep.
He's lying. The second his head hits the pillow, he's asleep. We will quite often be in the middle of a conversation, and then he will wake up and be like, I've been asleep for so long. I'm like, no, you've been asleep for 20 seconds. You literally just fell asleep in the middle of the conversation.
I had 16 dreams in those 20 seconds.
It's bad.
I don't know why I'm talking like that.
I don't either, because you don't talk like that.
Last thing you purchased.
I got my nails done today. Oh. And they look fabulous.
Very self-serving, but okay.
It's Christmas self-serving.
Time, but all right.
You know what? There are some things that are just necessary. They're very cute. They're gray with silver sparkles on them and have a little snowflake.
Oh my god.
They're very festive.
It's so festive. It's Christmas time.
It is.
Strangest thing you've eaten.
Strangest thing I've eaten. I have eaten an awful lot of strange things.
Have you?
I mean, I'm pretty adventurous with my eating once. Like, I will try.
Fool me once.
No, like, yeah, like for real. Like, I will try just about anything.
Yeah.
Once.
Okay.
I ate frog legs when I was little.
Okay.
My parents tried to convince me they were just chicken tenders.
Just chicken strips, yeah.
So I ate frog legs. I've eaten crocodile, alligator. I've eaten all kinds of fish and crab. Snow, what is that? Soft shell crab. Those were weird.
That actually was like a crab. Yeah.
I don't know. Okay. I mean, I eat an awful lot of random things. I'll try it. I'm not going to order it again, but I'll try it once.
Okay. All right.
Most
used app on your phone, which I already have an answer to that one.
Instagram.
Yeah.
I use Instagram. I'm either posting something on my stories several times a day, posting something on my Instagram. He just made a face.
Several times a day?
More than that?
I would say between 3 and 8 times a day you
okay
post
is that
stories.
Not several
no
describe several okay some Under days five. Some days I'll post 1 or 2
yeah
and some days I'll post 23
but
it just depends on what happened that day.
That's true. Like the dog eating chocolate,
that was not that
yeah last night I found my two dogs, the two younger ones, under the bed eating a chocolate orange, mm-hmm. those like giant chocolate oranges you get for Christmas and you break it and then eat the peel, the little slivers.
They're delicious.
I bought 2 of them to get put in the kids' stockings and they got them out of the bag in my room and ate them. Mm-hmm. So I got to call the vet and then induce vomiting by giving them peroxide and water solution. Don't just go do it on your own. It has to be given on a certain amount based on their weight. Mm-hmm. So I had to force them to drink that by dumping it down their throats and then watch them proceed to throw up all over my house.
Chocolate sauce.
Yeah, the one.
I saw pictures
of Rebel, the big dog, was obviously the one that ate the chocolate and his puke was chocolate all over my house. It was amazing. So I was storying the whole thing. Mm-hmm. So I did story a lot that day.
How can people find you on Instagram?
That is a great question, Alex. Thanks for asking. On the Instagram, I am Amy K. Clark. That is AmyKayClark. Wow. On the Insta.
The Insta?
I am also Amy K. Clark on Facebook.
Okay.
And on Twitter, I am _ Amy K. Clark.
Ooh.
Because my original one I got locked out of somehow, and they won't let me have it back.
No.
So, Amy K. K-A-Y. Clark, not just the letter K.
No.
And hopefully the website is up. That's probably how you got here, or you found us, me, on social media somewhere. But the website is amykclark.com as well.
amykclark.com.
It's all at Amy K. Clark. Wow. Really.
That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, I try to make it easy.
It's all new. Yeah.
Trying to make it easy.
So what can people expect over the next couple days, weeks, months?
What can you expect?
Yeah. We want these people to come back. They want to hear more. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
So I intend on posting an episode weekly. So once a week, we'll get a new episode. It will be with with a different guest host each week. Maybe some repeat guest hosts, but guest host who has something interesting to bring to the table. Maybe a different interesting profession, or maybe we're actors together, or like you're stories. A writer, or you've gone through some life-changing experience or event. And we will chat just like normal friends do for a while and get to the root of what's going on, and then we'll play some games or ask some questions and just have a good time.
Wow. Would all these people be Ohio?
No.
Like Columbus area? Because some people listening might not give a rat's patootie about Columbus, Ohio.
I mean, I don't blame you.
Are we going to talk about the Buckeyes?
Well, maybe.
Can this become a Buckeyes podcast?
No. Oh, okay. Probably not. Yeah, maybe. We'll talk about that. But for the most part, no. It'll be people from all over. I actually have several people lined up that are friends and acquaintances from all over the country who will be phoning in to join me on podcast episodes. So definitely not just Ohio, definitely not just actors, definitely not just women, definitely not just white people, not just straight people. It's going to be literally a mixed basket of all kinds of people, of friends.
Of friends.
People of friends.
Exciting. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear them.
Yeah. Well, I think we did it.
Yay, we did it!
I feel like this was a good intro.
Yeah, we got one in the can. Well, you got one in the can. I'm just here to help out.
He's just the facilitator today.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Thanks for helping me out today, Alex.
Anytime.
Where can people find you if they enjoyed your wit?
Man, charm. My wit and my charm? Mm-hmm. You're not going to find a lot of my wit and my charm online. That's really for here and in person. To be honest with you, it's not really online someplace. Okay.
Well, if they were to look you up online, where would they find you?
Well, I'm also on the Insta.
Uh-huh.
At Alex M. Clark 78. Is that right?
I don't know. We should.
I think it's Alex M. Clark 78. I'm also on the Twitter. You can probably look it up. It's either Alex M. Clark or Alex Michael C. I'm not really sure. But I also have...
It is Alex M. Clark 78 on the Insta.
And you can find me at alexmclarkart.com.
And that would be your website, correct?
That's my website, Scott. I'm still working on it, still building it. I had to build a new one. But that's where you can find things from artwork to children's books to retail design I've done, stuff like that.
Fabulous.
A lot of illustration and design work.
Yes. And we'll have you on again. Several more times, I have a feeling.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait. It's going to be so much fun.
I know. I think I will have you on as an artist, and we'll pretend that you're not my husband for the most part.
Okay.
But I definitely will have you on again just to talk about dad life and autism. Parenting life and vacation nightmares. And
ooh, that'll be a fun one.
I know. We have a lot. We have a lot we can share.
Yeah.
So anyway, thanks for listening to the first ever episode of Life Unscripted with Amy K. Clark. Hopefully you enjoyed yourself and want to listen to some more. Be sure to drop us a comment, give us some stars, let me know how we did. And if there's anything you'd like me to talk about, or if you have an interesting story that you think would be interesting for my listeners, let me know. I would love to have you on and chat with you too. So, hit me up on the social media, Amy K. Clark, on just about everything, and tune in for the next episode. Thanks so much, guys. Bye.